This evening, we celebrate a mystery that's so profound that it's captured the hearts of countless generations over the centuries. You know, century after century, it has captivated people. A simple story of Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem, you know, finding no room at the inn, and so they had to go to a stable for the birth of their child. And when he was finally born, they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. The angels that appeared in the countryside announcing his birth to the shepherds so that they could come and adore their Lord. It's a beautiful story, and it's the account of a God who loves us so much that he was literally willing to leave the glory of heaven and descend here to earth in this fallen world with so much suffering and pain. He left the glory of heaven to be one of us. And his purpose wasn't just to make an appearance and then leave. You know, that was not his purpose. His purpose was to live with us and to give his life for us so that ultimately we could live with him forever. And in this tiny little manger we put the Christ child in at the beginning of Mass today, we see the infinite mercy of God present physically in a little child in his mother's arms. As we reflect upon this beautiful mystery, the Christmas story that's familiar to many of us, and one of the questions we can ask is, you know, at this beautiful scene with Mary and the Christ child and St. Joseph there and a few shepherds, where was everybody else? You know, Bethlehem was a city. You had all sorts of people there. You know, where were all the other people? What were they doing at the greatest moment in human history, where God was literally descending here to earth to be with his people? Where was everybody else? And I think most of them were probably just at home, you know, going about their normal everyday business, you know, knitting a sweater or, you know, cooking or, you know, cleaning the house, you know, sweeping the floor. You know, just going about their normal everyday business. And isn't that kind of typical of humans? You know, God is constantly reaching out, trying to captivate our hearts, trying to lead us on the path to salvation. And how do we respond? More often than not, we just don't care. We just go about doing our everyday business as if nothing important is going on. Now, we see that throughout human history. At the very beginning of creation, when God created human beings, what did they do? They disobeyed him and went their own way. And throughout the Old Testament, God was constantly trying to reach out to his people through the prophets. And what did they do? More often than not, they ignored him. And if when we look at the Nativity, even with the three Magi, you had these great kings traveling from distant lands, traveling, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles, and they arrived in Jerusalem, and people in Jerusalem were like, wow, why are they here? And they said, we saw a star rising, and we know that the prophecy is that a king will be born. They traveled from the ends of the earth, and what did the people do? They didn't follow the Magi. They didn't care. You know, it's amazing when we look at the contrast between how God is trying to reach out to his people with love and trying to break through our hearts. And even at the most important moment of human history, when God himself arrives in human form, most people didn't even care. And I think we see that in our world today, just as we can see it 2,000 years ago. I think that continues here in the United States, and I think we're poorer because of it. And our life is richer when we understand the purpose and meaning of our life. Now, but I think in our culture, we've forgotten the very purpose for our existence. The reason why we exist, the reason why we are here on earth, is to make a choice as to whether we're going to love, serve, and adore God or turn away from him. You know, that's the very purpose for which we were created. And here in the United States, we have a little war that's going on against religion. You know, we can see it with the government, the court systems trying to exterminate Christianity from our country. You know, our Constitution guarantees us the free practice of religion, but we don't see that. What we see is the courts, you know, clamping down on any public expression of religion. You know, that's not how our nation was founded. You know, we see it, you know, with the nativity sets that have been taken down by court order. You know, we can see it with in our public schools. Teachers are not allowed to teach about Christmas anymore. I read a story in the newspaper a couple weeks ago about a school that was doing a drama presentation about the Peanuts version of Christmas. And they took out Linus's explanation of the purpose of Christmas. Yeah, so even the very Christmas story, they're trying to present it without Christ. And it's we're to the point where people are even offended if you say Merry Christmas to them. You know, so they switch to saying Happy Holidays. It's like, well, you ask, well, what holiday are you referring to? You know, what's the why should we be happy right now? You know, what are you referring to? Well, if you take Christ, what reason do we have to celebrate? Are we celebrating because we're giving each other presents and we're buying each other gifts? Are we celebrating materialism? That material possessions are what makes us happy? You know, without Christ, there's no reason to celebrate. But we see in our society a systematic attempt to remove Christ and to remove the real sense of joy. Our joy at Christmas is the joy that comes from knowing that there is a God who loves us so much that he's willing to descend to the world and be among us. That's the joy of Christmas. And if we remove Christ from that, we have no reason to be joyful. We have a lot of reasons to be sorrowful. There's a lot of pain and there's a lot of suffering in this world. But if we take out Christ, you know, we don't have room to celebrate. Now, I was talking to someone who was telling me that they listen to a lot more radio. I don't listen to much radio. But they were saying that they were removing a lot of the traditional Christmas songs, the ones that refer to Christ, in favor of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer and other, you know, great Christmas hits. You know, they're trying to celebrate Christmas without having any reason to. There's no reason to celebrate Christmas without Christ. And yet they're trying to do that. We're seeing that in our society. You know, a systematic attempt to strip Christ away. And the problem is deeper than just Christmas. Our society has lost the very purpose for our existence. The United States, in particular, the majority of citizens of the United States have lost the sense of our very purpose. Why are we here in this world? And we've become lost. We're here to know, to love, and to serve Jesus Christ. That's what we were created for. And if we look at the statistics, the majority of Catholics in our country have stopped the practice of the faith. 2/3 of Catholics do not come to Mass on Sunday. They're not living the Christian life. If you break that down by the numbers, that's approximately 55 million people in the United States are Catholics who have left the practice of the faith. That's not looking at other religions. That's just Catholics. 55 million of them. The largest religious group in the United States is Catholics who have left the practice of the faith. That's the largest single religious group. 55 million people. I mean, that's huge. You know, what is this like? Well, you know, I was trying to think of an analogy. I think it's like a man or a woman whose vocation in life is to be married. And they're looking for their ideal spouse, the person God has created for them to spend their entire life with. And they never find their spouse. And they end up living their entire lives searching for someone, and they never find that person. And they're lonely and they're empty because of it. Every one of us is created by God for a relationship of love with him. The deepest calling of our heart, the deepest yearning of every single human heart, every single human being in the entire world, no matter what religion they're from, no matter what culture, what society they're in, the deepest longing of our heart is for union with God, to find our very Creator, and to be in a relationship of love with Him for all eternity. And if we don't find that, our lives will be empty, and we'll have a deep yearning in our heart that's never fulfilled. But if we find Christ, we find the one that we were created to be in a relationship with love for. And it's like a man who finds the woman who he's destined to spend his entire life with. When we find the God that we're destined to spend our entire eternity with. It's like falling in love. And it's a beautiful thing. And we're richer when we find Christ. And so today, I encourage all of us here today to allow the mercy of Jesus Christ to break through our hearts. To not be like the people in Bethlehem who are sitting there, you know, cleaning their house or doing dishes or doing whatever while the greatest event in human history was happening. Allow Christ to break through your heart and to find the one who loves you more deeply than any human being in the entire world. Now, that's my challenge to you. Allow the mercy of Jesus Christ in this incredible gesture of love that he gives us on Christmas to break through your heart. Look at the manger scene. Look at this manger scene that we have presented and allow it to melt your heart. Realize the one who's behind it, the act of love that's present there. If you've fallen away from the practice of the Catholic faith, if you're one of the 55 million, I invite you to come back. Rediscover the person who created you and brought you into existence and wants to spend all eternity with you and has proven his love for you by coming to earth to be among us. Rediscover your faith and you will be richer because of it. If you're someone who's going to Mass but has allowed other things to take precedent in your life, I encourage you to take a step back, allow Christ into your heart, and to reorient your goals in life, and to reevaluate what's truly important and who we should be truly living for. And if you're a Catholic who's living out the faith and already has a relationship of love with Jesus Christ, then I invite you to share in the joy of Christmas. Rejoice with all the angels and saints that God has visited his people, that our Lord has come amongst us and his promises have been fulfilled. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill.